Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animated features not made by the mouse. I'm your host, Octaviano Macias, and today I wanted to focus on voice acting. So this is not about any movie in particular. This is not about any show, episode, whatever in particular. This is just talking about the act of voice acting in general. Up front, I love voice actors. Voice actors are great. It's fun what they do. I've even voice acted myself. Nothing big, but you know, I have had that opportunity to voice act, and you know, it's always just fun to act out as these characters, whether it's just using your own voice or making a completely new voice. It doesn't really matter. As long as you're acting with your voice, you're voice acting, which I feel like a lot of people often forget when they start ranting about how celebrities, you know, shouldn't be used in movies as often or whatever for voice acting, because hey, you know, a voice actor can come in and do the voice all fine and dandy and it's better that way. And I'm like, I mean, I get where, like, just to be clear up front, obviously I would want more voice actors in anything, movies, shows, whatever. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of people are ignoring the fact that when it comes to celebrity voice actors, a lot of them can be good. And look, yes, I know there's a lot that can be bad, but I feel like a lot of times that's less because of the actor's capabilities and more of just the directions they're given. This isn't me saying, like, okay, replace all voice actors with celebrities. No, of course not. You always need your little guys. You always need the people who do these voices. But my general argument there is, why do we always just assume that a voice actor should not be, you know, this big name? Especially because the thing about acting in recent years is that if you really look at it, a lot of the dynamics of what we consider, like, you know, celebrities, movie stars, all that stuff has changed. Like, it's not like how it was, like, you know, a few decades back where a movie star was a person that you only saw in big movies who may end up doing, like, smaller movies every now and then. But most of the time, that's just usually going to be reserved for at the very start of their career or at their later years where they pretty much aren't being given the big roles that they're normally used to. I remember seeing a tweet basically describing, like, hey, you know, the big difference between movie stars now to movie stars back then is that if you've ever seen the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it's a very good Quentin Tarantino movie. The way a lot of actors are now when it comes to, like, you know, big names, they're doing the kind of stuff that in that movie Leonardo DiCaprio was doing and what was essentially considered to be him in his waning years. You're pretty much seeing people taking on, like, you know, roles that movie stars would never take, you know, years back, except now it's kind of become standard. And that's kind of where I feel like a lot of people are misunderstanding the whole celebrity voice actor thing, because you get a lot of celebrities that get into voice acting usually just for movies and whatnot, and you start to realize, like, these are people who are slowly getting more known for their voice acting roles than they are for their live action roles, even if they're still considered big names. Like, I always, you know, bring this up when it comes to the BS of, you know, harping on celebrity voice actors. There was a movie, you know, of course, called Scoob. I've talked about it on this show. Basically, it was a Scooby-Doo reboot continuation. It's kind of weird. Whatever. And in that, they changed the voice cast for pretty much most of the Mystery Inc. Characters. Like, Scooby-Doo was the only one that was actually voiced by someone who would voice Scooby-Doo on the cartoons. And they had Will Forte in the role of Shaggy. And, of course, people were like, oh, they got this big celebrity to come in and do Shaggy, which is always the weirdest thing to me, just because it's like, okay, well, the current voice actor for Shaggy is Matthew Lillard, who, technically speaking, at the height of his career, I would say he was a bigger name than Will Forte has ever been. And not to diss one way or the other, because they're both good actors, but it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, you know, I can understand being upset that they didn't use the same actor, but to use that excuse of like, oh, they got this big name is like I don't know how to say this, but Will Forte has mostly been in, as far as I've seen, mostly been in TV stuff, or has actually done a lot of voice acting. Like, he's Abe Lincoln on Clone High, which is another thing I've talked about on here. He appeared in both of the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs movies. He appeared in the Lego Movie. You know, he's done a lot of voice work. And, you know, in a way, you know, in terms of just characters, not so much in terms of how many things, because I know there's like a billion Scooby-Doo things that come out within a year. But in terms of characters, I would say he probably has a larger cast of characters that he's voiced versus Matthew Lillard. Because as far as I know, with Matthew Lillard, it's mostly just Shaggy character. I don't know what else he's voiced. Which, again, to be fair, that's a lot, because there's a lot of Scooby-Doo stuff that comes out within a year. So, you know, this guy is voicing Shaggy all the time. But it just kind of highlights the weirdness of complaining about this guy being a voice actor. This guy, you know, being a celebrity, you know, coming in to steal a voice actor's job when he himself is essentially a voice actor himself. You also get that, like with Maya Rudolph and various other people. I know I've talked about this subject before, and to be fair, this is not going to be just the same thing over again. I do like revisiting certain topics just because it helps keep in mind of like, okay, where has my opinions progressed and whatnot, but for the most part, this is going to go into something different in a little bit. I just want to bring up the celebrity voice actor thing because, again, with the recent release of the Mario movie, we've had people talking about it again, and we'll have it people talking about it again when Ninja Turtles comes out. We'll have it people talking about it when the animated Transformers movie comes out, which, to be fair, that's the one time where I'm like, okay, look, I'm not against celebrity voice actors, because especially with Transformers, like, Transformers the movie, look at how many celebrities they had on that. I will say I'm a little disappointed that they didn't get Peter Cullen back to be Optimus for that one. Instead, they got Chris Hemsworth, and I know it's supposed to be because it's a prequel, but it's still kind of weird. It's like, you got Peter Cullen to come back for all these other ones, and the one time you actually do an animated project, the one time it would be wise to use them, you don't. I don't know. It's disappointing, but it's not like something that really ruins my interest in it. It's just something that I'm like, that kind of sucks. But, you know, I'm willing to see what they do with it. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people dismiss celebrity voice actors, but it's like, again, it comes down more to the direction than it does the actual weird voices that they do. And not that, you know, voice actors shouldn't do weird voices. They should, you know, especially if they're really good at it. But we do have to consider that that's not all it is to be a voice actor. You know, we got plenty of people that are considered voice actors, like Christian Shaw or Patrick Warburton. Two people that could also be considered big names, if we're really being honest, who rarely do, like, crazy voices. And what it comes down to is their performances, because a lot of times you'll notice that one character does not feel like another, even if they're using the exact same voice. In the case of, like, with the Mario movie, yeah, Chris Pratt is essentially using his own voice for Mario, but he does add a little accent to it that makes it a little different. And that's true when it comes to seeing him in the Lego movie as Emmett, and also when he came out as, I think it was like Rex Dangerfield or something like that. I know it was like a, you know, like a cool, you know, name in the sequel, where he was doing different voices for each character, even though they were exactly the same voice, but it's just the way he was acting on it that made it feel so different. And I feel like a lot of people often forget about that aspect in voice acting. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I do feel like people need to really reassess where they think about these things. Like, I know there's no real easy solution. Like, it'd be nice if Hollywood would acknowledge voice actors more often. And I do think, like, you know, something like with the Sonic movie, specifically too, when they had, you know, the voice actress for Tails come in. I'm blanking out on her name. I think it's Colleen O'Shaughnessy or something like that. But it was cool that they put her name, you know, on the poster. And, you know, that's, again, another example where it's like, you know, look at an actor and see if they're really not voice actors. Because you got Ben Schwartz as Sonic. And even though you can classify him as a big name, it's like, well, he's been doing a lot of voice work over the years. You know, he was Dewey on DuckTales. He was MODOK's kid for the MODOK show. He was Leonardo for like the Ninja Turtles, Rise of the Ninja Turtles cartoon. So it's like, it's not like he's a stranger to this kind of stuff. So it's like, again, that's another thing. What do you classify as a big name and not a voice actor? You know, I remember some people saying that Seth MacFarlane was a big name attached to the movie Sing. And I'm like, well, Seth MacFarlane is a voice actor. Like, he actually started off doing animation and still does that, if we're being honest, even though he's been more focused on his live action show. But, you know, he's still regularly voicing characters like Peter, Stewie, and whoever else on that show. But again, that's not what I wanted to really focus on. And that might end up being the thing that takes up most of my time on this video. But realistically, what I wanted to talk about more was, in regards to voice acting, was that I saw the topic come up again in terms of casting based on race. And I know the common defense is like, well, when it comes to animation, it shouldn't matter as much because, you know, anyone can be anything when it comes to animation. And that's true. That is fair to an extent, which is why I'm like, okay, look, I'm not saying that necessarily you can't have a white man voicing a black man or a black man voicing a white man. But I do think, considering the lack of opportunities that we've seen, not just in this one field, but in so many fields, it should at least be considered like, okay, we won't be as strict about it as it would be with live action. Because again, you're not going to see the actual person come through in the video or movie, whatever, as you would with a live action production. But at the same time, it's like, okay, try to be like, okay, when we're, you know, looking for any of these characters, if they're a specific race, maybe consider looking through that background. Like, just be like, okay, if this character is supposed to be an Asian, you know, character, look from that background. That's what I think. I don't know. There's some people that feel so hostile towards that idea of like, oh, well, you know, if anyone can do it, then, you know, why do you have to specify that you're looking for this? It's like, well, I'm not saying that necessarily it only can be this. I'm just saying that there should definitely be more openings for that person if that character is of that specific background. Because I do feel at the end of the day, a lot of people forget that. Like, you know, it's like with something like, you know, The Simpsons, and, you know, this is going back to 2020 when we had that whole thing where like a bunch of people were stepping down from their roles because they were like, the Black Lives Matter movement is going really big. We need to do something just to kind of show that we're allies by stepping down from these roles and asking, you know, the studios to actually cast people of that said background to do it. It's understandable, and it, of course, becomes a thing where you look at, like at all these shows, and it's like, wow, that many characters were not voiced by a character by a person of that background. That's kind of wild, because, like, you know, like with The Simpsons, like, pretty much because of it, it's like, okay, well, then all these, you know, black characters, like, you know, Dr. Hibbert, Carl, you know, pretty much they were pretty much replaced, because it's like, you know, hey, you know, these were all just voiced by the same white guys. I think, you know, from what I've seen, they've done a good job of getting replacements, but it's just crazy to think that there are that many roles that weren't filled by people of said background, and we wouldn't think twice about it when it comes to, like, the white characters. And it's not like, oh, well, only white people go into this profession. There's plenty of black voice actors, you know, one of the most known ones being like Kevin Michael Richardson, who was recently in the Mario movie, so that was kind of cool to see him be Kamek. It just becomes a thing where it's like, okay, yeah, just hire more people of that background, or at least open it to a point where it's more normalized. And again, it's weird that you got people who get so hostile to just that very idea. Like, I pretty much mentioned that on Twitter, and there was people, you know, kind of coming in like, oh, well, you know, if anyone can do it, you know, why are you trying to restrict them from doing anything? Like, why are you just saying, like, oh, they should all just be this character? And I'm like, I'm not saying that. I think that, you know, if, you know, me as a Hispanic person, like, if I wanted to voice, whether, you know, I do like a robot or a white person or anything like that, I should be free to. I just think that studios, like, if they know they're making a character of my background and they just gloss over me, not because, you know, someone else said that they're better, but because, you know, they're just looking for people that are more recognizable, because they've done it for years and it's all just white people. It's like, that's kind of sad, right? Like, you know, it should be at least considered, like, okay, well, if we're going to, you know, try to do it. And that's the other thing, is like, also try to go for newer voice actors. It's one of the problems I do have, you know, going back to the whole celebrity thing, when it comes to people who bring up, like, oh, there should be more, you know, regular voice actors than, you know, celebrity voice actors in these things, is that they always come back to, like, the same five or six people that they know, whether it's, like, Tara Strong, Tom Kenny, or whoever, instead of looking at, like, okay, here's some voice actors that maybe don't get as many jobs, or here's some upcoming voice actors, and there's that lack of consideration of, you know, people that are technically considered, like, up-and-coming voice actors. Again, like, I would say that, granted, you know, he's, of course, been around for a while now, but in comparison to, like, you know, a lot of these names, like, even though Ben Schwartz is more known than a lot of them because of his screen presence, it'd be a lie to say that he isn't, you know, a newer voice actor, if we're being honest, because, again, he's been doing so much of it that it's like he should be counted. It kind of lends itself into, like, what I was saying. It's like these studios should be considering more into, like, okay, well, if we're going to be doing characters of these backgrounds, yeah, you know, why, what's the harm in getting, you know, looking around and being like, okay, let's open up the pool to more people of said background. We're not necessarily restricting other people from doing this. We're just saying, like, okay, we're going to be looking at this area more, especially because you never know what they might bring to it. Whether it's like, okay, they might bring an authenticity to the culture or race of the character that they voice, if that even matters. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Or they just make the character feel more real in a way, because even if the character's race doesn't factor into it, there's no denying that sometimes when it comes to voice actors, especially when you look back at a lot of the white voice actors who voiced, whether it was, like, you know, characters of, you know, different races, cultures, whatever, that they do kind of play it up in a stereotypical manner. Sometimes it doesn't come off offensive, but sometimes it's like, eh, that's a bit questionable now. It was questionable always, but, you know, more so now that we actually are thinking about these things. Like, you know, of course, the infamous thing with Apu. And yeah, granted, that's a scenario where they did have a lot of the character's culture come into play. But even when it wouldn't, it's still one of those things where it's like, well, you know, the guy voicing him is still playing up this accent. And a lot of the humor that goes into it, especially from people who like this character, is based on the stereotypical accent, and it's like, that's kind of messed up. And it's true for a lot of things where you'll notice, like, okay, if you got, like, a white voice actor doing, like, an Asian character or whatever, they might be adding a bit of an accent to it, whether they intend to make it, you know, harmful or not. And I'm assuming a lot of these people aren't considering to make it offensive. They just, it just comes out that way because you're playing up a role that is based on an actual, you know, person's, like, background. And it's like, you cannot just play it off just doing an imitation of their accent, because at some point that imitation becomes insulting. It's less flattering than it is insulting. And again, sometimes it's not, but it's like, you know, if it can be, you know, why not consider just going into and just finding people of different backgrounds? There's always new places that you can search, especially, you know, like, as much as people want to say, like, oh, well, you know, most of these people are going to be white, you know, it's like, well, America is a country that's full of, like, different, you know, people of different, you know, backgrounds, cultures, and whatnot. Like, you know, it is essentially more so than other countries, the country that is built on immigrants. So it just feels weird that, like, you couldn't find at least one guy of said background to test. And again, if the best person for the job was someone who was not of that background, I get it. But you cannot tell me that there's that many characters where the best person for the job wasn't a person of said background. Because, like, you know, like, I know a lot of people mention, like, oh, as a way to try to avoid that conversation, it's like, well, you know, you guys didn't get mad at black person, you know, voicing Samurai Jack, an Asian man. And I'm like, you know, you're entirely right. And I do think that is a scenario where it's like, okay, the guy does it so well, and it's done in a way that doesn't feel insulting. At least I don't think, if there's people of said background who do find it insulting, by all means, correct me. I haven't really seen any of those arguments, but I'm open to the idea that it could be, because, again, I'm not of said background, so I don't know whether or not it could be or could not be insulting. I'm just saying that, at least the way I see it, compared to a lot of other, you know, people who perform, like, you know, Japanese characters, Chinese characters, anything like that, that aren't of that background, it seems perfectly fine. And that may just be because a lot of Samurai Jack is silent. So the few instances where he does talk, it's not him trying to create an imitation of Jack's culture. I don't know. That is a perfect example of when it's fine. But again, we can look at so many other options, and maybe they were intended to be, you know, insults, but at the same time, it's like, okay, if these characters are still popular, it should be widely considered to, you know, change it up for not only for a modern audience, but just because, it could strengthen the character. Like, I am not one of those people that gets offended by Speedy Gonzalez. I don't think it's that bad. I do get some of the stuff that it's like, yeah, that's a bit touchy, especially now in terms of some of those older stuff. But on the whole, it's like, look, this is a, you know, cool character. Not one of my favorite Looney Tunes, but I do get the appeal. And it's still kind of weird that the first time that a person of, you know, what's supposed to be Speedy's background, you know, a Mexican, Latino, Hispanic, whatever you want to, you know, put it as, background, wasn't until the recent Space Jam movie with Gabriel Iglesias doing the voice. Up till then, it's been people of different backgrounds, but never that one background. And it's just like, that's kind of crazy, especially for a character that a lot of his, you know, character revolves around said culture. And while I've never been offended by any of the voice acting that I've seen on that, I can't exactly say that if someone did that voice right in front of me, I wouldn't feel a bit off, just because, you know, some of it does kind of lean on, you know, what, you know, like the accent and whatnot. Like, again, it doesn't go into, like, offensive stereotype places, like, you know, some people would say. And for the people that feel that way, I get it. We all have our things. That being said, it's still just weird that it wasn't until recently that they didn't bother getting someone of said background. And you can't tell me that it wasn't until recently that, you know, someone of said background tried doing the voice. I mean, maybe it was, but at the same time, it's kind of weird that, you know, Warner Bros. Never bothered reaching out to people of said background, if that's the case. Like, you know, it's bad either way you look at it, where it's they never bothered trying to look for people of that background for it, or they did, but they just kept on ignoring it for the white guy. Like, that I think pretty much is how I feel when it comes to this. It's like, yeah, of course I would want the best voice for it. And sometimes the best voice is, of course, not gonna be someone of the background for one reason or another. Maybe there's a character reason, maybe there's a joke reason. Who knows? Like, you know, in terms of, you know, the whole celebrity thing. You know, there's the movie The Book of Life, which one of these days I really got to talk about on this show. You had Channing Tatum, you know, playing a character in there, and Channing Tatum is definitely not, you know, someone of a Mexican background. But the reason why that works is because the intention was like, okay, you know, let's get, like, the whitest person around to voice, you know, this cool, tough Mexican character. And it also works because Channing Tatum is never really trying to do this stereotypical accent. So that's an area where I'm like, yeah, that could work. It all depends on what the intention is, what the goal is. My general thing is, like, taking all that into consideration, it would just be nice if more people stopped to consider. I don't know. Maybe we should try reaching out to people of those backgrounds to see if we can get one of them to voice a character, see if we can, if it can add some authenticity, or if it could improve what we initially wanted out of the character but might not have thought about. Because again, you know, sometimes, you know, there might be something that you might miss out with not casting people of said background, whether it's the culture or just anything like that. But sometimes it doesn't really matter. So it's all about at least having that chance, that attempt to do that, more so than actually making sure it's always that background, is I guess what it comes down to. Sometimes, yes, of course, you'll have a person of a different background, and that'll be fine, just because, again, with voice acting, it's not like you're even watching the person. It's all about the voice performance. But it's not exactly wrong to ask, I don't think, that there'll be more attempts to try to get that a person of that background. That's all I'm saying. I guess I really just wanted to vent out, just because that was the one thing that was really frustrating me from it, where people were, you know, acting as if this is a bad thing to ask. Like, why, you know, especially, you know, years after, you know, this whole thing started, like, why would it be so bad to ask that more studios try to look for more people of a certain background when they're doing these things? Like, even if they're not exactly going to be the final voice, it wouldn't hurt to look for them and, you know, try to place them in the job. And even if there was, it became the rule to just get people of said background, why would that be so bad? It means more jobs and more opportunities for those people. And for those who are saying, like, oh, but that means that they're only going to be getting roles of said background, is like, no. I mean, if they're doing a talking fish movie, a talking robot movie, whatever, any of that stuff, those could definitely go with anyone, unless there's a specific reason why they want to go for a specific person. But it's not like it even changes the fact that you can be anything on voice acting. We definitely still have a long way to go before we change how we are as a society, because it's clear that there's still so much bigotry being found, even in minor places. But that's just something I wanted to talk about. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcast on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these. And if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. With Patreon, even just a dollar will get your name on the video versions of this and on other videos that I may do outside of these podcasts. A few dollars more gets you some behind the scenes info, and as this continues to grow, you'll find that there's more perks to it. So I hope you consider supporting me through Patreon as well. And in any case, again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.